over the last almost year, Chairman Thompson charged me with the responsibility of heading up the Ag Labor Working Group, which dealt with reforming the H-2A program. Now, every geography has a different perspective, different demands with regard to labor, but almost every farm demographic is employing H-2A workers. Whether you're a produce farmer in, you know, the San Joaquin Valley, or whether you're a cotton producer in East Arkansas, you know, we're basically outsourcing our labor. Variety of reasons why that might be. Maybe it's a conversation for another time, but the fact remains that we're relying on H-2A to manage that migrant labor force. Now, in places like maybe California or the Rio Grande Valley, that labor force may be predominantly Mexican, Guatemalan, Honduran, you know, further south. But in my neck of the woods, and this is true in large swaths of the Mississippi Valley, predominantly now South African. People don't realize that. And you have various nationalities that are present that are here looking for work because they can make more money for their families coming into the United States working on a farm than they can in their home country. And so we're seeing issues related to H-2A that are making it more difficult to manage, more difficult to cash flow. It's a costly program. It's a cumbersome program. And it needs to be fixed. We undertook this investigation and published a couple of reports to make some recommendations to the committees of jurisdiction. The irony of this whole effort, though, is that the Ag Committee has almost no jurisdiction in H-2A. Now, we have the subject matter expertise, and we were able to bring in the relevant stakeholders that we needed to get a good record. We brought in farmers, and we brought in labor attorneys. We brought in different farm groups. You name it. We had a cross-section of the country and a good cross-section geographically in different production models and so on, and came to an agreement of 25 legislative recommendations that we wanted to address to make to the committees of authority. 21 of those 25 were agreed to. 15 of the 21 were agreed to unanimously. This was a group that was comprised of 10 Democrats, 10 Republicans. Myself and Don Davis from North Carolina co-chaired the effort. So if we didn't do anything else, we showed that we can work in a bipartisan fashion and really get some things done with regard to how we can recommend legislation, legislative fixes to a really complex issue.